This week is Tisha B'Av. This week Shavuos B'Tammuz on the way to Tisha B'Av. Shavuos B'Tammuz and Tisha B'Av are two things. Number one, it's Avelus. Avelus is only meaningful when you understand what you lost. And if possible, to try to get it, if you understand what you lost, and it's possible to get it back, or if you want to get it back. If someone gave me $1 million and I lost it, and I think I can get it back, I work to get it back. If you don't work to get it back, you mean you don't value it, and you don't feel sorry about it. So the avelus means we feel we lost something. And it's deeply meaningful to us. And losing something deeply meaningful to us, we'd like to get it back. Kindness is recognizing a tzara that we have, confronting the tzara, confronting the causes for the tzara, and how to remedy the causes of the tzara. We have the following taniyos. We have Tzom Gedalia, Tzor B'Teves, Shavuos B'Tammuz, and Tisha B'Av. Tainus Esther is a totally different tainus. Tainus Esther is a tainus remembering the original tainus of Klal Yisrael. Tivet Somos V'Tzaha Kosom. That means Klal Yisrael once had a tzara, and that tzara was Homan was Hashmel Haru Abed is called Ehuda Minar Vatzokin Tavanosh, and Esther confronted when Mordechai told Esther to go to speak to the Melech. She said, "Mazeh v'al mazeh." They'll say, "Mazeh, what's the gzeirah, and what's the reason for the gzeirah?" "Mazeh v'al mazeh." No such thing as the gzeirah against Klal Yisrael, unless it's an aveira that is causing it. The yisod ha-yisodos of all discussions at Sarah. For some arrogant, stupid reason, when it comes to the Holocaust, people say it's a tzitzis, not the cause. Rama says just fakert. Our story is not to look at it and address the causes. That idea of confronting tzara, there's a difference. Kodesh Baruch Hu brings a tzara on Klal Yisrael or in any group, anyone. Rambam defines in Hilchos Shuvah three levels. Gzeira Neyochid, Gzeira Tzibor, calls a Medina, Gzeira Kol Olam Kulo. When do we have Gzeira Kol Olam Kulo? That was a model. But to the best of my knowledge, when Corona hit, I said to the best of my knowledge, the Gzeira Kol Olam, first Gzeira Kol Olam Kulo since the model. And Rama says, whenever there's such a thing, you have to look at root causes. Means if there's an avera that's pervasive, there's an gzeira in the entire world. For instance, the Second World War included much of the world. It didn't include the Southern Hemisphere. There's nothing happening in Argentina, Brazil. There's nothing happening in Australia. Anything in the Southern Hemisphere. It was the United States, Europe, and Japan. That's it. It's big other world. All another. But it wasn't affected. Half the world, the southern hemisphere, had nothing to do with. It's a very big tzibu that was affected by it. Wasn't kol olam kulo. But the zeren tzibu, that's one type of zeren. Sometimes a person has a tzara. Roy Yasuram Balamalov, Fashman Shemalsov. What does Chazal tell us? That is a very fundamental difference between the din v'cheshbon on a yochid and the din v'cheshbon on a tzibur. Very simple reason. Din v'cheshbon on a yochid, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has an infinite amount of times to reward me and an infinite amount of time to punish me. Have a neshama. He can punish me in this world, can punish me in the next world. Reward me in this world, can reward me in the next world. That's why Ein Biyodeinu, we do not understand Cheshbon Shemayim, why Tzadik V'ra Lo Rosh HaVetach. We don't understand it. At the same time, Chazal tell us, Ro Yisurim Bolam, Yufashim Masa. If I have Yisurim, it's a wake up call. It's a wake up call. Chazal Baruch Hu made the world to roll flow smoothly. Not flowing smoothly, it's a wake-up call. Now, I have to look at myself. Will I find a specific reason for the specific tzara, or just, it's a wake-up call, just check yourself and improve yourself? Sometimes you sue him as zeh keneged zeh against averus. For instance, al shorosh averus noshim meidin shas v'gotzen. What does that mean? Any woman who doesn't keep Karas and Shpach will die in childbirth? Not true. Everyone knows it's not true. You see it all the time. So what does it mean? That a woman who dies in childbirth, if she had one of those averus, is that connected then it's a kapara. That's all it means. But what is the Zeken Egetzeh? In this case, in a specific, if it happens, it's a Zeken Egetzeh and it's a Kapara. On the other hand, Kadosh Baruch Hu may decide, no, I don't want to give a Kapara this one. The other Yisurim I'll bring, other things. So, it's a very complex Cheshbon when it comes to Yochid. Ein Echanami. And take a look in the Orach HaShulchan, Orach Chaim Siman Aleph, he quotes a smag, counts as one of the mitzvot sase, v'yodato, im lo vavecha, kasha yasa ishes benov, kein Hashem lukachom yasreka. That, just as a parent punishes a child, HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes you. That means I have to, every time I have Yisurim, to try to make a cheshbon on nefesh, in the midah keneged midah, can I attach it to something? Accept it as the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing it mitoch ahava, but at the same time, try to investigate, make that cheshbon on nefesh. That is, that's Aleph. But Tzibah is a different thing. Tzibah is here and now. That's why there are two parshas of Kriya Shema. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elkeinu, v'ho Yim Shemala. Shema Yisrael is v'loshim yochi. V'chol levo v'chol, v'chol nafshecho, v'chol mo'odecho. What second parsha? B'chol levavchem v'chol nafshechem. Yochid and Rabbi. And Rashi and Ramban are very clear. In the second parasha, Kriya Shema, there's a very sarva onish in the here and now. It's here and now. Let's see about who is here and now. A yachid, his neshama, has infinite amount of time to do it. That's why there's a chovah and a tzibur for every tzara to investigate. And that has always been what Klai Yisrael have done. Chorban by a Srishan, Chorban by a Sheni. All the Xeris. That's Klai Yisrael, Meshach HaToros. It's the Crusades. You see what they write. Whether it's the Sreifas HaTalmud, I spoke about Sreifas HaTalmud in Paris. Immediately, you have to make a cheshbon nefesh. You have anyone inside it, this is the reason for it. Inside this is the reason. It's a cheshbon nefesh. 1492, Jews expelled in Spain, cheshbon nefesh. 1648, 1649, Zerestach, over 1 million Jews killed, cheshbon nefesh. Now, comes Tisha B'Av, very strange thing. Rambam says five things happen in Tisha B'Av, and we have to do tshuva for all these things, so it hasn't been corrected until today. It means our avera still continues. First, Chet HaMeragim. It means I have to look why the door today is continuing the Chet of the Meragim. Wow. And do tshuva how I reflect that today. It's a very unusual Rambam. Imagine. Rambam says like this. Rambam Perek Hei Hilchos Hastanis. Tisha B'Av. Chamish is warm irubo. Mizar is so by midbar shall be consul orbits. And yesh shom yomim shkoysel mesanem behem im nehat sorot the overhead of vavos of tol tarkat shu yezi karlo maseinu haroim kamase avos seinu. We're continuing that same thing. Huh? What does it mean? Chorban by a Srishan. Nilkul ir gadolu beit ashmo. Okay. Yom Chorashat, 22 to Rosh, Malchadum, Asahecha, Vatsiva, Vakayim. And then Yerushalayim was totally, Harabayev was plowed to be a nothing. All of these things going on today. Now, Yerushalayim is not a sode now. What is Yerushalayim? It's a mosque. When the army conquered Harabayas and everything. Then, for some mysterious reason, Moshe Dayan said, we're giving our bias back to the Waqf. That's a Jordanian Muslim supreme body. At that time, a lot of people said we should cancel Nachem on Tisha B'Av. Why should we cancel Nachem on Tisha B'Av? Cancel on Achim and Tisha B'Av. Because we have Yerushalayim. The Rebbe Zichrono Lebracha was most articulate, adamant against it. He said, no. Chazal made a takana of Nachem. And the only way to mevatel that takana is through a Sanhedrin, which will not have Adbias HaKol. They understood this bracha is relevant at Bias HaKol. Because Yerushalayim, they don't have a Beis HaMikdash yet. So I asked him the question, but in Nachim, he said, by Valu Legionos, being occupied by a foreign army. He said, yeah. Chazal understood that Abiyas HaGoel, Harabayas, will not be under Jewish control. Because at that point, with the mentality of the world, it was very easy. We would have been able to take off Harabayas, destroy the mosques. There would be no problem. But for whatever reason, Moshe Dayan had no feeling for anything about anything about anything about anything. So we're giving it to the Wakaf. Because Chazal understood Abiyas HaGoel, we will not control our Abiyas, and some foreign power will control. Number one. But what do you have? We have in control of our Abiyas, which is not a Sada, but it's some alien religion. Now, let's try to understand. Five things happened. Tisha B'Av. What does that have to do with my life? What does the Chet HaMeraglim have to do with my life? That I have to do tshuva, that I'm still continuing my life, the Chet HaMeraglim. What does it have to do in my life that the Bayis Rishon was horrible because of Avodah Zarah giving rise in Shechas Domim and Bittul Torah, and by a sheni because of Sinas Chinam? What does it have to do with anything in my life? The answer is, what has to do with my life? What was the problem with Chet HaMeraglim? I've talked a lot about it. Both Chazar over to the presentation. I saw the last year Mitzrayim witness to overwhelming nisim. They saw Hashkocha Protos in an unbelievable way. As a result of which, when they going in the Midbar a year and a half with mud, everything, Kodesh Baruch Hu tells him like this. Yes, you saw Hashkocha Protos in Melchoma, the Amalek. V'asher yor emotion yodov v'gova yisrael chasher niyach yodov v'gova amalek. And the Mishnah says, v'chiyodov shal Moshe also smuchov shal amur smuchom yom. Kol d'man shem eslavim kal v'emal v'mashtav v'slim v'avim v'shamayim v'avim v'avim. What does that mean? That means they saw Popol that when they're fighting with the Munah, that's Kodesh Baruch Hu fighting the battle they won. And when they thought that they were fighting the battle, they lost. They saw it. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, yeah, I did incredible nisim for you. But just like the one I told you, kachten senes achas, take one flask of mon, take show where your panosa will come in 300 years when there's no midbar, there's no one. Comes from Kodesh Baruch Hu. Since you're going into Eretz Yisrael, you're going to have a challenge. To be talking about Kodesh Baruch Hu while you are in the Midbar, and you're surrounded by Nisim every day, it's a supernatural hocus-pocus existence. It's not hard. It stares you in the face every day. You just went through Yom Tov. Just some Machzor. No problem. But I'm taking you to Eretz Yisrael, And the first thing you're going to have to do there is fight a war, a regular war, and I guarantee you'll win. I'll make sure. But you're not going to see the Nisan. Can you do it or not? They said no. Number one. And then the Terror of Terusim began. What are the Terusim? Vayimasu be'eretz chemdo. There are all sorts of tainus against Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because that's how it begins. You begin with a wrong attitude, then you give all the explanations and all the wonders and all the this and all the that and everything. Once your attitude is the wrong attitude. But it begins with the inability to transition to regular life with the belief that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running everything. And that transition is a key transition. Because that's how we have to live our daily lives. HaKadosh Baruch Hu prepared us for us. With all this hocus pocus that's going on in the midbar, yeah, just see how I'm running it. I'll keep running it, but I'm behind the curtain here. Right. They couldn't make that transition. Now the question is, can we make that transition? Can we confront? I'm sick, very sick. Oh. So who's going to cure me? Do I need a doctor to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shliach? Or, it depends what doctor and research happens. What's your attitude? How deep does it go? Yeah, when you take the antibiotic, it's the antibiotic killing the bacteria, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's making the antibiotic kill the bacteria. And that was their problem. They couldn't see beyond. Do we have a result? Of course we have a result. What is a Borosara? Borosara says a very simple thing. Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. There are a lot of kochos in this world. Are these independent kochos, the subject to Kadosh Baruch Hu? And is Kadosh Baruch Hu just running, using these as a master how he runs the world? It is the refuse to accept Ein Od Milvado. There's nothing in this world besides him. The Uriah's Shmichas Domen. The Uriah's is perversive in the world. What does that mean? One of the biggest Nishayinis we have in our door is Tznius, proper Tznius, and the fact that Uriah's are all over the place. Everywhere you turn is Uriah's. See a billboard? You can't look at it. You can't do this, you can't do it. Walk down the street. And Shri has done. And here we get to a very, very simple thing. As I'll talk about Sineschina. Every time a person's Malbim, B'nei Chavera, B'Rabim, do anything embarrassing to someone, Shvichas Dom. Tosas is Sofek. It's supposed to be Motz and Nefesh. Yehorek Val Yavah, Abozor Gerash, and Shvichas Dom. Are you supposed to be Motz and Nefesh and Mab Nech Haber Barab? Why? Where did Tosas get such an idea from? Chumash. Pasuk says, when Tamar was Horeles Nunim, Yehuda says, Hotziyo Havatisarech. And she took out the Chumas and the Psalm and said, Mihach Psalm of Psalm of Eva. She could have said, Yehuda, it's yours. So he said, so come in many. So Zaltan's mutav, she yabba, all the Messiahs will keep her age, the yabba, the chavera, the rabba. Wow. So he says, why? Because Malbne Chaver Baram Tosu says, it's Yahari Vayava, it's Ritzicha. It's physical Ritzicha, psychological Ritzicha. Logical Ritzicha is also Ritzicha, it's Yahari. Just imagine that Tosu, but imagine Tosu coming. It could be, it was Ritzikyas. Or it could be, that's half the act. Tosu Masopi. Yes, that was a Zorgil Raisa Shvichas Domim every day. The ability to see that there's only one koach in this world. An incredible ability. The ability to see that anything that happens to me is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, plus, minus. I had this great idea for a business. Fantastic. And, wow, everything took off. I became rich. So what it's almost said, can you all know us in the Chor? He gives you the eights to buy a certain thing and to go into a certain thing. Make a deal. Came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The ability to feel every day is in a sign. We live in a very technologically advanced society. Everything is cause and effect. Everything's figured out. And in such a technological society that we live in, it's sometimes hard to go beyond that. That's an aside. Live in a world with meekness. And then there's Bittul Torah. To understand that in a deep way. Goes like this. The sort of Nefesh HaChaim is a very simple Yisod. Every mitzvah I do, every machshavas mitzvah I do, makes a rosh in this world, increases kedusha in this world. He has the whole technicality how it works with the Olam HaZoyana. Every avera I do diminishes the kedusha in this world and undermines the koach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is a Beis HaMikdash when that represents a certain level of Kedusha and Klal Yisrael that Klal Yisrael put into this world. That is necessary to sustain the existence of a Beis HaMikdash. But if we're doing averus and undermining that Kedusha, but we would be learning Torah, that would supplement and give that Kedusha. Lima Torah is the most powerful thing in this world. He can stand up to anything. Even if I was given rise to Shabbos. But once they weren't injecting Kedusha into this world, so they matured. So then I was given rise to Shabbos. Canceled out. And we're still being misabel on that because we're misabel on ourselves. Pasuk says, Mi ten roshimayim Yirmiyahu says, V'enim akwadim avask. I wish I'm being misable in the fact that I don't feel it strong enough to really be misable. Kesher Baruch Hu, let me cry. He came up with Evk so I can cry. But if I really understood, I'd be crying my eyes out. No. So when we confront, if we confront it in our lives, what is that? What's the cause of Orosa? Are there two causes of Orosa? One, you need something concrete. And once there's an idea here, pull people to it. Kodesh Baruch Hu's sitting on top, running everything. There are a lot of different powers in this world. The power of the rain, the power of the wind, the power of this, the power of that, everything. What do? I deal with all these different powers, no HaKadosh Baruch Hu on top, because that's supposedly semi-independent. Much easier. Why is it much easier? deal with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it depends on Torah and Mitzvah. Here, maybe there's some hocus pocus I can deal with. But Klai Yisrael had another problem. They're coming into a land where everyone does it. And it's the in thing to do. Just imagine Klai Yisrael 40 years in the Midbar, with all the nisim every day, come to Arvus Moav, and a bunch of pretty girls get them to be worship about Paul because it's the latest in Avodah Zarah they have. That's the latest shtick around. Most disgusting Avodah Zarah you can imagine. But at that time, that was the shtick. Fast forward 3,500 years today. We learn a lot of things from the guy around us. Jews in the 1880s in Russia were overwhelmed by godless of Russian culture. Tolstoy, Dostoevsky, Pushkin, all the big authors of the great minds. 30, 40 years later, comes communism, Russian culture doesn't exist. The Russians, who supposed a high level people, killed millions of Jews. Jews in Poland. Polish universities were filled with worshipping Polish culture. All the concentration camps were in Poland because the ones who felt it, who had no qualms about killing Jews, were always the Poles. German culture. All these foreign cultures have been attracting us for the past 200 years. Okay? That's the other base of ours. Because that's the shtick that everyone around you is doing, so join the crowd. No. I'm the Vodar Yishma. So this is Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is a day that we confront the Tzibur in a very deep way. We confront everything we're doing in a very, very deep way. And we have to. People talk about Mashiach. Mashiach's not going to come unless we confront the root causes of our tzaras. Not by jumping up and down in cars and jumping up and down, and even by putting tefillin on people's head. It's not going to bring Mashiach so quickly. Unless we ourselves confront the causes for Chorban. Confront the causes for everything and correct it in ourselves and correct it with our tzibur. Israeli intelligence is unbelievable. What they did, blowing up the pagers and with the walkie-talkies and getting Khomeini and all of that, it's unbelievable. They know what was happening in everyone's living room and everyone's kitchen. But they didn't know what's happening next door. Why? Hashmin Levamatza. Well, who made them blind to everything Hamas is preparing. They had all the warnings, didn't pay attention. Why? It makes no sense. So you're going to blame Netanyahu, you're going to blame Halevi, you're going to blame whoever you're going to blame. Blame HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The whole system they had of coordinating everything fell apart. So the ambulances didn't know where to go, and people bled to death from the wounds. It was a major trauma to the city. People forget what happened a week and a half before in Tel Aviv, on Yom Kippur. It was supposed to happen, Motzei Simchas Torah obviously never happened in Tel Aviv. The vicious hatred of any of keeping Shabbos in the light. and forget it. To this, you gotta add. No. You have to confront what's happening, and then not worry about how the other guy's gonna correct it. How are you gonna correct it? There is a beautiful story happened to Yom Kippur, here in Yerushalayim with the Brisker Rav. There was a break where he was davening between Mincha and Ne'ilah. All of a sudden, Rav Mabloy, the Lian Kanoi, walks in and says, "It's Zionists are drawn, are destroying the country." To which Brisker Rav turned and says, "You're destroying the country." He says, "What do you mean? I'm destroying the country. I keep Torah mitzvahs." There he is. So we just read about Mafti Yonah. Mafti is an incredible story. There's a ship. Everyone's now about Avodah Zorah. There's one from Jew there. And they're all screaming out to the Avodah Zorah, and one from Jew is sleeping. So why is the Kodesh Baruch Hu turning the ship upside down? Is he doing it because of all the people screaming out to Avodah Zorah? No. It's because there's one from Jew, not what he's supposed to. Beis HaLevi, someone was asked Beis HaLevi, why is it that the Haskalah is winning? The answer is the Emes always wins. What does it mean the Emes? He said, but we're the Emes. He says, we serve the Emes with a shekel, they serve the shekel with an Emes. What is the biggest lesson I see what was happening in Iran? There are two forces opposing each other. A deep emuna on part of Iran, part deep into the Islam faith, they have to get rid of us all. And an unbridled ego of the President of the United States. So what wins? Ego wins or emuna wins? And it's emuna always wins. You have to have real emuna on yourself. They've been battered to this. Everything happened to them. Deep emuna wins all the time. So, this is, and it's a challenge. They can bombs falling all over Tehran. All the all the leaders are killed. In the most unbelievable way. The story with the strangers, the fourth, what's happened is unreal. But. The moon is strong. That always wins. So these are days, and what you should do to prepare for these days. We have to prepare for these days is to let it be real. Is get yourself kinnis, a good parish. Who wrote kinnis? Kinnis was written by Rabbi Elazar Kalia and then by the Goli Rishon, mostly by the Balei Tosfos. They're trying to explain a lot of different things. A lot of ideas, a tremendous idea. Understand Horban. Understand what it means we lost. What is a Beis HaMikdash? Beis HaMikdash is the ability to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a concrete way. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu pulls himself away. Histalkus HaShechina. That is what the Aveda says. We had an ability to connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu in an easy way. We blew that. Now it's the way back is hard. You come back to me, I'll come back to you. He wants us to take that step. At the end we say, HaShireinu Lecho V'Nashu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you make it happen. And this is very, very. It's an important, the whole thing is critical for our understanding of what this is about. It's a day of, sometimes I get a little baffled, people. You know, all these all these drushes about Lashon Hara on Tisha B'Av. Chofetz Chaim wrote his Sefer Lashon Hara when there was a certain community that was totally destroyed by Lashon Hara and Machlokas. More people are learning Lashon Hara about Lashon Hara every day, and it's greater Machlokas has ever been in the history of lives. Every other day, being part of a Machlokas will destroy you. Totally destroying you. No one emerging from Machlokas unscathed. We have Machlokas everywhere. And every tzav is Hashem Shemayim. This is, it's not only Menor Machlokas, but Menor Machavera. We should have to make a serious cheshbon nefesh. Also about our attitude to Limud HaTorah. Limud HaTorah used to be it was not culturally accepted. I grew up the Yechidei school who took learning Torah seriously, the Yechidei school. And those Yechidei school we made it happen. Today, it's culturally accepted. Yeah, I interview boys for the yeshiva. My sons interview boys for the yeshiva. Yesterday, I had two very interesting. Certain high school. The Bachim don't like us that much. Because gotta be geschmack, gotta be with it, all sorts of things. So this high school, a bunch of boys fired. And one boy came, not because he wanted to come, he's the least interested in coming. But his father's a tough businessman who made a business yeshmei. He says, you gotta be serious in this world. You're going, but you gotta be serious about that. Yesterday I'm talking to Machabrusis. He said, so how was the year? Great. And he began to tell me, you know, the moment he had to take Torah seriously. Wonderful. So what do his friends think about going to yeshiva? Think it's Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu? No. It's culturally accepted you gotta go to yeshiva. It's a cultural thing. It's a social thing. Nothing to do with Kadosh Baruch Hu, not where I'm gonna grow the best in Torah Yerushalayim. Halvai, I hear that when I speak to Baruch Hu. It became a social thing. It became a religious thing, so you just keep doing it. No. So Navoras HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And a Bittul Torah means it's non-learning. It's not taking it seriously. So the Rambam describes it, though, Hishkich, the Torah called Iker. You didn't make it an Iker in your lives. What's an Iker? That is around where everything revolves. When I decided moving to Eretz Yisrael from the United States. I'm thinking, I had one cheshbon, I had a wonderful situation there. What will maximize my Limud HaTorah, maximize my children's Limud HaTorah? That's it. No question. Pick up and leave. is Torah the center of your decision, or it's or is it a cultural thing? People don't realize when Torah becomes a cultural thing, so you make all sorts of decisions in your life around Lima Torah. If it's a culture, it's around the culture. Where's the chevra going? Where's the boy comes to me, he wants to leave yeshiva. His chevra from high school, he'll probably in 20 years he won't know, he'll have nothing to do with them. They're going to play sex, but I see what happens to play sex, guys fall apart. I said, go to place Y. I don't have a chevra there. I said, but wait a second. You said one mimachazik your Torah, the other will destroy your Torah. Yeah, but that's where my friends are going. So he's saying Torah's not important. What's he saying? Is he saying, no, Torah's not important. What's important? My social relationships are the most important thing in my life. And I'll do it even not good for my Torah. He's making a clear statement of what is the most important thing in his life. So, Torah is not nikkur. So there's a lot of cheshbon nefesh we have to do. It's the end of the year, and when you make a cheshbon nefesh at the end of the year, think seriously about a zara. To what degree you deeply approach every issue in life? Every time you take a medicine, every time you do an X, Kodesh Baruch Hu is running it. How seriously do you take it? That's the Baruch Hu. Something else is running it? No, it's only a Kodesh Baruch Hu. I know Muvada. How much do you avoid anything that can lead to a rise? Anything, people's minds get preoccupied. It's not such just everyone. Mom, think of everyone, it's everyone. But the Torah is Torah, the Iker of your life. That is what Tisha was really about. I will say, serious day. Get a good kennis. Prepare it. Know what it's about. Good kennis with Medrash and learn Medrash. Still, it has to be prepared for to get out, coming out of it. Tishbol can change your life if you take the message seriously. Okay, well, good Shabbos.